What should we expect from this week's State of the State address from Governor Pritzker?
I think that the governor has placed all his eggs in one basket here.
That's State Senator Jason Berrickman. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Monday, January 27th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a prediction for Governor J.B. Pritzker's annual State of the State message that's set for Wednesday. Charlie Schlenker reports one Bloomington state senator says he does not expect the governor to break a lot of new ground.
Republican Senator Jason Berrickman says he expects the governor to promote his progressive income tax proposal.
Of course, I argue that by doing so, he's missing the point, which is we've got an overspending problem that we should address today. We shouldn't just continue to raise taxes with the hope that our spending will miraculously be balanced as a result.
Some analysts suggest the state cannot balance its budget and at the same time deal with mounting pension obligations that lawmakers have shirked for decades. But Berrickman says he doesn't think there will be big moves because the governor wants to wait for the fall.
I think that the governor has placed all his eggs in one basket here, and he is entirely relying on the public to change the Constitution as a manner to solve all of our budgetary problems.
Given a lack of incentive to make changes, Berrickman says it will be a tough budget year for Illinois institutions.
And so what that means this year is that he's going to try to duck and weave, I think, a bit, use a little bit of chicanery in the budgeting process to say we'll limp through the year.
The so-called fair tax proposal will go to voters in the fall. Pritzker has said a progressive structure would keep the taxes the same or lower for most Illinoisans other than the wealthy. Berrickman says he would like to hear the governor promote a nonpartisan fair maps redistricting proposal.
What we know is that the product that the legislature will produce is something that is political. Doesn't matter if the Democrats are in charge as they are today or the Republicans were in charge tomorrow, the political parties will put forward maps designed to benefit the majority.
The governor, before he was governor, expressed some support for nonpartisan redistricting of the legislative boundaries. Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan does not support the fair maps proposal, Berrickman says. Berrickman also says the ongoing federal corruption investigation of lobbyists, state lawmakers, and the utility Commonwealth Edison offers the governor the opportunity to go big on ethics reform in the State of the State speech, if he wants to. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The Connect to the Future Working Group members have unanimously approved their recommendations to the Connect Transit Board of Trustees. The board will consider adopting those recommendations at a special meeting in mid-February. ISU women's basketball coach Kristen Gillespie says Kobe Bryant was a childhood hero for many of her players, and his death is a reminder to make every day count. News of his death broke just before yesterday's Redbird women's game tipped off. And infectious disease experts at Advocate and OSF Healthcare say there's no reason to panic over the emergence of a novel coronavirus. They say most people in the U.S. are not at risk. See more on these stories at our website, WGLT.org. Governor Pritzker has asked the University of Illinois board to expand free tuition for low-income families. More than half of the households in the state will qualify for free tuition at U of I under that plan. The income threshold for the U of I commitment program would go up 10% for the coming school year. Other public colleges and universities in Illinois are taking note. Charlie Schlenker talked with ISU President Larry Dietz about his response.
First of all, I applaud the University of Illinois for doing, you know, what they're doing on this issue. We're looking into that ourselves to try to determine what our threshold might be. I know that a lot of the money that goes into that package that those students are receiving, they're most likely receiving a full Pell grant, so it's federal money. It's not money out of the institutional coffer. They're probably receiving full MAP money, and that's, again, money not out of the institutional coffer, but I'm sure they're making up some differential there with institutional funds. I would also...
Because MAP only covers, the amount of MAP appropriated is only about half the need in the state.
That's right. That's right. So that would run out at some point in time, obviously. But I'd also bring to everyone's attention that we get the lowest amount per student in the state by far. If we got the amount of per student that the University of Illinois is getting, or frankly, any of the folks that are above us because we're so far in the basement, we'd be able to do the same kind of thing. But we're not getting that kind of per student state appropriation. But I applaud them for what they're doing. It's the right thing. We're doing some research to see how far we are on that, and further discussions will be held.
Why are we so low?
Well, it begs the question about a funding formula. And to my knowledge, there really has not been a funding formula. And decades ago, there was a decision that was made that would determine how much Institution A got and Institution B got and so on and so forth. Since that time, it's either been incremental or decremental across the board for all institutions, and it's been mainly decremental. So what's happened is that the institutions that have lost enrollment, they've kept their relative state appropriation, which basically means then their per-student appropriation goes up. Our enrollment has stayed stable. We've actually gained a little bit. And in my estimation, part of this is that we're being penalized for our success. We should minimally be at the next lowest level, which would almost double our appropriations per student. So if we had that, it would come very close to doubling our total appropriation that we have right now, and we could address some of these issues that the University of Illinois is addressing.
If applied to this program, what would that do in terms of numbers of students?
Hard to say. We don't compete a lot with the University of Illinois. Every institution in the state competes somewhat with the University of Illinois, but that's a whole different market, a whole different product that they offer. It could certainly enhance student interest in Illinois State if we had more money. We would auger that into our financial aid programs, and we know that we don't have enough money in our financial aid programs to meet all the needs that students are bringing with them in the door.
When will ISU know what it can do about increasing aid to needy students?
We're looking right now at doing some simulations for this next year. We've already increased our institutional grant and scholarship programs modestly this next year. We increased it considerably this past year, and our yield has been pretty good. So I think we're going to be all right. Our deposits are indicators that, and they're up for this this next fall. So I think we're going to be okay on that. But golly, if we ended up getting per student appropriation just where University of Illinois is, we could take care of this problem without any difficulty at all.
Well, let's go into that. It is admissions and application season. What is that looking like? You said deposits are up. By how much, and what are applications looking like?
Well, it's very early. The overall applications are down a tad for first time in college. That's a bit unusual at this time of the year, so we're not worried about that. Sometimes it's a processing issue, so we're not really terribly worried. We're down about 2.5% is what I remember. Admissions are tracking that, but the actual admits and the deposits are up.
So people who are indicating a serious desire to come are up.
Yes.
Compared to this time in other years.
Yes.
Okay. Jana Albrecht in Enrollment Management has said that ISU also depends a lot on transfer students. How is that looking?
Transfer population overall at community colleges, their enrollments have been down for the last few years, and so they're continuing a little bit of a slump. And so this last year we did very well with transfers. We pretty much held our own, and I think that's our goal for this year, and so far it looks like that's occurring.
University of Illinois has already approved a 2% increase in tuition for the fall. Illinois State typically takes a recommendation on tuition to its trustees later in the spring. President Dietz tells Charlie Schlenker that issue is still under study as well. Before we let you go, the Bloomington City Council meets tonight at 6. On the agenda is a contract with a Virginia company that would help the city replace its aging water meters more efficiently. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.